Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We heard today, Gospel from St. Matthew, a parable that really sums up for us the essence of the gospel. And I know I've said this before about other parables, because that's what a lot of the parables do. But I want us to pay particular attention to the parable today for a very good reason. It's because it comes from Matthew chapter 25. Some of you may remember that Matthew chapter 25, immediately following this passage, is what we read on what we call Judgment Sunday, or some of us, because we're worried about getting up meat, call it Meat Fair Sunday, when we say goodbye to meat. But it's called Judgment Sunday in the church because we read this gospel about the judgment that is coming. And I don't want to spoil it for a couple of weeks ahead, but you remember the sheep and the goats, and the essence of it was that those who were merciful to people who were in need are the ones who were seated at the right hand of God as the sheep. And those who were not merciful to those in need were the ones who were put aside, called the goats, and put to the left, cast out of the kingdom. So what I'm getting at is that today's parable is right before this reading of the judgment. And as I've said before many times, and it bears repeating, I believe, is that God is a merciful God and a merciful judge, inasmuch as he gives us the answer key in advance. I always loved that. The teachers would give you the practice test, and it was basically the same as the real test. You know, you just had to go home and memorize it, and you could come and do a good job on the exam. Well, that's the way that our God is. He's not asking us to wait, and we get to the judgment seat, and then he's going to tell us what it's about, and we have no idea. He's telling us now what the judgment will be based upon. And so this entire 25th chapter of Matthew, and it's a long chapter, this entire 25th chapter of Matthew is about the same thing. It's about showing mercy to others. We know that from the Sunday of Judgment reading that we'll hear again in a couple of weeks, about a month or so. We also know it from the beginning. Maybe you remember, we'll hear it during Holy Week, the parable of the 10 virgins, the 5 who were wise and the 5 who were foolish, as I've explained to people. Because in this story, it's about how much oil they have in their lamps. How do we understand this and make sense of it? Well, as I've explained, the oil in Greek and the word mercy in Greek are only one letter difference, eleos for mercy, eleon for oil. So there's a play on this oil. And oil was considered to be of medicinal purposes, of healing purposes in the ancient world. So this entire 25th chapter is again about mercy. And that is especially true in today's reading. Now many of you might be confused about this whole talent thing. It's money that Jesus is talking about. It's not talking about the you have this talent and I have this talent. The Chiefs, we hope, have more talent than the 49ers tonight in the Super Bowl. We're not talking about that kind of talent. We're talking about money. And so, in this parable, what Jesus is explaining, well, let me take a step back and say that the money in this parable, these talents, represents mercy. And so you see in this parable then that this man gave to his servants in advance mercy. He gave them in advance his money to take care of it, because he said he went far off. You know, it's just as God does with us. We don't see him. We don't hear him. We know he's here because of his mercy towards us. And so this man left, and he expected his servants to do something with the talents that he gave them. Just as God expects us to do something with the mercy that he has given unto us. And what he expects us to do is to multiply that mercy so that when he comes back to check on us and we go before that judgment seat, he sees that we actually multiplied the mercy he has given unto us. And so we see that with the man with 5 talents. He multiplied, he doubled it. He made it 5 more. In other words, he was shown great mercy by his master in being given this money, and he went and multiplied it. He went and gave much mercy to everyone. The guy who was given 2 talents, he did the same. But what about that last one, the guy with the 1 talent? He went and he dug it and hid it in the ground. And he went and he showed it to his master at the judgment. And this is the mistake that so many Christians make, brothers and sisters, is that we accept God's mercy and we don't do anything with it. We just dig it and put it in the ground. And we think when he comes back, and what we say is that fearful day of judgment, we hear that in our prayers, and we hear that in the Holy Scriptures. We think that when he comes back, we're going to say, well, God, you were merciful unto us. We heard about it in the church, that you forgave our sins. And he is going to say, why didn't you do anything with that forgiveness and that mercy that I gave you? You were supposed to go and show mercy to your neighbor. You were supposed to go and show mercy to your enemy. You were supposed to go and show mercy to the people who were in need, as we'll hear on the Judgment Sunday reading. Those who were in prison, those who were sick, those who were hungry, those who were thirsty. Why didn't you do anything with the mercy I gave you? And he's going to take that mercy away. And that's why it's important to stress, again, as I have several times before, that we have to reprogram our minds, because God is not merciful in his judgment. He is merciful in advance of his judgment. He has told us what we need to do. And most specifically, as we hear in Matthew 25, he has told us that we need to multiply his mercy. And if we do that, he's merciful on the day of judgment. He says, good job, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. But if we just say, I accept God's mercy, and we do not practice showing that to others, he will be very harsh in the judgment. And that is why we Orthodox, again, always talk about the fearful judgment seat of Christ. And the final thing that I want to point out is, notice that it was this man who received the 1 talent who did the least. I think that's signaling something to us, brothers and sisters. And that is, you know, the one who was given 5 talents, he obviously needed a lot of mercy from God. He must have been a wicked servant before. And the one with 2 needed double the mercy as the one who received the 1 talent. And so what do we see from this? The same thing we see throughout the gospel. That those who are considered to be good by this world, that those who tend to be self-righteous, who perhaps do live, for the most part, a good and righteous life, they don't need as much of God's mercy, and then they are so often inclined not to show mercy to others. They think everyone should live up to their standards, which again are not perfect, but you know, in their mind it's close enough. And God will pat them on the back on the day of judgment. But this is not how it's working. The way that it works is however much mercy God has shown you, you go out and you multiply it. That's what we learn in today's parable. We ask that God would help us, that he would be merciful unto us, and that we would go out and multiply that mercy to others. To him be all glory, honor, and worship forever and ever.